The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
This is the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland 96.4 FM.
Greetings, fellow wanderers, and welcome to the sound of harpies and sirens on Radio Southland 96.4 FM. It's the enchanting podcast that invites you to lose yourself in the mystical realm of fantasy music. I'm your guide, Bailey Gibson, and I'm absolutely thrilled to have you join me on this epic auditory adventure. Throughout our journey together, we'll explore the magical tapestry of fantasy melodies, where mythical creatures dance, heroes rise, and legends come to life. From the soaring crescendos that accompany epic quests, the hauntingly beautiful tunes that echo through enchanted realms. We're here to uncover the secrets behind the music that fuels our imagination. Whether you're a seasoned quester or a newcomer to the wonders of fantasy tunes, prepare to be transported as we dive into the melodies that weave tales of ancient prophecies and forgotten mysteries. So tighten your cloak, ready your staff, and let the melodies cast their spell on you. This is the sound of harpies and sirens, and I'm Bailey Gibson, your musical sorcerer. Let the magical journey commence. It's Bailey, and I'm going to start you guys out really gently. I realise you might not know what fantasy music is, so hopefully you know what Lord of the Rings is, because we're going to start there. If you don't know the story, then I'm going to tell it to you anyway. We're going to start with beginning in the peaceful land of the Shire, home to the hobbits and their simple way of life. It's really beautifully represented by Howard Shore's Concerning Hobbits, and I think it captures the idyllic beauty and warmth of the tranquil realm. So I invite you to join me and Frodo with Concerning Hobbits by Howard Shore.
Thank you.
Now, that was a pretty good one. Really idyllic, really beautiful. And I think it's just a treat. I think it's one of those songs that you can close your eyes and you can really see the little hobbit huts. You can see the hairy little feet, the fireworks, the feasts, the beer, the hospitality, all of it. As Air Fellowship faces the trials of the quest, we feel the weight of the burden in the breaking of the Fellowship. I remember when I first watched the movie, I was quite young, and I think this really upset me. I do remember being really upset, because I hadn't read the books yet, so it wasn't spoiled for me. This emotional piece reflects the bonds of friendship and sacrifices made as Frodo and his companions part ways on their perilous journey. We have The Breaking of the Fellowship, Howard Shore, from The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. This is Radio Southland. Ritz. I remember when I first watched that that scene, and just how, obviously being really little and being so enthralled in it, I was really proud of Frodo and Samwise for kind of going off on their own thing. I did get a hair of a fright because, like Samwise, I'm actually really unable to swim. From the depths of Moria, we emerge onto the vast plains of Rohan. I absolutely loved Rohan. I thought it was a beautiful place. Maybe a little bit biased because it does look like one of the farms I grew up on. Where the courageous riders of the Mark roam free. The riders of Rohan gallop across the open expanse, capturing the spirit of the horse lords as they prepare for battle against the forces of darkness. I have up next The Riders of Rohan by Howard Shore from The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. This is Radio Southland.
Thank you.
The last song you were just hearing was The Riders of Rohan by Howard Shore from The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. I'm just doing a bit of a reintroductory session because it is halfway through on this podcast. I just play some fantasy music, and fantasy music is not just the kind of music from Lord of the Rings. It can also be music from Star Wars, it can be music from Star Trek, it can be music from fantasy horror, Lovecraftian, anything like that. Yeah, so, how you doing? Up next, we have a really, really, really kind of freaky one. In the climactic battle of the Pelennor Fields, the fate of Middle-earth hangs in the balance. Howard Shore's epic composition fills us with adrenaline of war as the armies of Gondor and Rohan clash against the dark forces of Mordor. There is the Battle of Pelennor Fields by Howard Shore from The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. This is Radio Southland. The Battle of the Pelennor Fields by Howard Shore from The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. Up next we have one that I find pretty difficult to pronounce, I'm not going to lie. But journeying through the perilous deeps of Moria, terrified Moon Eyes Little, we confront the ancient evils that dwell within the Bridge of Khazad-dûm, envelops us in darkness and dread as the Fellowship faces the fiery wrath of the Balrog in a battle for their lives. If anyone watched it when they were younger, maybe you did, or you have kids who have just watched it, please be aware of how terrifying the Balrog may be for them. Up next we have The Bridge of Khazad-dûm by Howard Shore from The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. This is Radio Southland. Bridge of Khazad Dûm, probably the scariest part and part one of The Lord of the Rings for me. In the halls of Rivendell, beautiful place, the fate of the One Ring is decided by the wise and noble beings of Middle-earth, the Council of Elrond. It captures the gravity of this momentous gathering as the free peoples unite against the growing darkness. I think for me, when I first watched this, this is when I kind of realised this isn't a happy-dappy, I want to call it, like a really happy, gooey kids movie. This is when I kind of realised might be a bit of an adult movie. Up next, we have The Lighting of the Beacons by Howard Shore from The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. This is Radio Southland. The Lighting of the Beacons by Howard Shore from The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. Up next, we have Another kind of scary one, from the shadows of Mordor, the Ringwraiths ride forth in pursuit of the One Ring. The Nazgul strikes fear in the hearts of all who hear it, as the chilling cries of the Dark Riders echo across the land, hunting their prey with relentless determination. Not gonna lie, this scared the crud out of me when I was younger as well. I probably shouldn't have watched it, being as soft as I sound. Up next, we have the Nazgul from Howard Shore, from the Lord of the Rings, the Fellowship of the Ring. This is Radio Southland. There was the really spooky The Nazgul by Howard Shore. Up next, we have The Journey Drawing to a Close. You may find solace in Enya's ethereal ballad, May It Be. This haunting melody bids farewell to Middle-earth with a message of hope and resilience, echoing the enduring spirit of fantasy that lingers long after the final notes fade away. This is May It Be by Enya from The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of... This is Radio Southland.
May it be an evening star shines down upon you. May it be when darkness falls, your heart will be true. You walk a lonely road, oh how far
Yeah.
With the stars twinkling above, we find solace in the enchanting melody of Even Star. Howard Shore's composition evokes the beauty and serenity of the elven realms, reminding us of the timeless magic that resides in the heart of Middle-earth. This is Even Star by Howard Shore from The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. This is Radio Southland. In the halls of Minas Tirith, the white tree stands as a symbol of hope and renewal. The white tree captures the grandeur and majesty of this ancient kingdom as its noble branches reach towards the heavens, echoing the resilience of the people of Gondor. This is The White Tree by Howard Shore from The Lord of the King, The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. This is Radio Southland. concludes our journey through Middle Earth on the Sounds of Harpies and Sirens. I hope you've enjoyed this exploration of fantasy music inspired by The Lord of the Rings. Join us next time as I venture into new realms of magic and mystery, and I drag you along with me. Until then, may the melodies of fantasy guide you on your own epic quest. Bye.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.